What we know at this stage is at 10:40 this morning, a man we believe to be in his 40s came to the Quakers Hill Police Station. There was a confrontation in the foyer of the station with a sergeant of 24 years experience, and there was a shot fired by the sergeant that struck the man. He was rendered assistance, but passed away a short time later. As a result, I've declared a critical incident investigation, which as part of our protocols will be conducted by the Homicide Squad and reviewed by our Professional Standards Command. At this stage, we have been unable to identify the man. We have no idea of the motive for him coming to the police station. I can say that a large knife has been located at the scene, and obviously that will be part of the investigation, and the crime scene unit are on scene now to try and piece together what occurred.
What can you tell us about the man, maybe a physical description, if members of the public could help identify?
Look, not at this stage. We are, as I speak, making some inquiries to locate some relatives, so it would be a bit premature to ask for that, but at some stage we may have to do that. But we're trying to establish his identity and then in turn, obviously, speak to relatives.
Is it true that the man asked to be shot?
No, I'm not aware of that.
Are you able to tell us any details of the confrontation? You said a knife was found on him. Did he walk into the police station with the knife?
Yeah, look, at this stage it's very early in the investigation, but I just wanted to give you an update and perhaps allay a couple of fears. I can say that there's no indication that this is terrorist related, but why the man came there, why the confrontation occurred, at this stage we just don't know.
How long did the standoff last for?
I understand it was very short.
Like seconds?
Look, I'm not sure the exact time, yeah. But it wasn't a long period of time, unfortunately.
And was there any other police in the foyer involved in the confrontation?
There were other police in the station, obviously, but I understand there's only one shot fired.
Were there other members of the public who witnessed this?
That's part of the investigation. There were a number of people, police, and I understand a member of the public in the area, but again, that'll be part of the investigation and part of the interview process.
Were there verbal threats?
I'm not sure of the details of that.
How is the officer involved?
Look, I've spoken to a number of officers in there. The officer who fired the shot is very distressed, as you could understand. But I can say that no police have been injured, which is great.
Okay. And the person, and was there efforts to revive the person?
There were efforts there by both police and ambulance staff. But unfortunately, they weren't successful. That's all I know at this stage. That's all I can say. You appreciate, it's now a subject of an investigation, which will lead to a preparation of a brief to the coroner. So we just need to be mindful, and particularly that we haven't yet identified the male. So, I won't get into the details of that for obvious reasons.
Did the officers suggest they knew who he was? Was he known to
again,
them?
Again, that'll form part of the investigation. So there's a lot of unknowns. What I've told is what we know. And I'm sorry I can't answer any more questions.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.